He may only be 21, but already he's worked with some of the biggest names in show business, from Hugh Jackman to Julie Andrews. This young Tassie performer is blazing a trail from the island state to a career on the stage, proving it can be done from a Tassie starting point. Josh Gates joins us this morning. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Belinda. That intro has made me feel so special.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's funny because I've spoken to John X over the years many times about the difficulties, the challenges of trying to carve out a career, a stage career in Australia, and doing it from a Tassie base. And here you are, 21, and you've done it too.
Oh, I'm trying. I'm in the midst of doing it, I guess.
You certainly are. I mean, we go back a few years now, and I guess Billy Elliot must have been a big sort of breakthrough moment for you when you got a chance to join that cast.
Yeah, no, it was a blessing but it was a blessing because I got to, not only was it my first chance to take on a leading role, which was, you know, a little bit of pressure, but I think at 12 I didn't really understand how important it was to kind of lead a cast, but also it got to tick off working with John X and Colin Dean, which had been like a massive inspiration to me growing up in the Tassie theatre, kind of watching them in amateur theatre, and I was like, oh, I'll work with them one day. And then when I finally did, it was kind of a little more exciting than actually just doing the show in general.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, see, there is more than one Tassie person that's doing it. You've mentioned John X and Colin Dean. You actually got a run in The Boy from Oz, though, with Hugh Jackman, didn't you?
I did. I got to do a little bit of work with Hugh.
What was he like?
Lovely. Like, he's a classic Australian, so he's incredibly humble. He works really hard. He was, like, kind of the pinnacle of work ethic on that show. He was constantly rehearsing the dance numbers, constantly singing, constantly trying to get a connection with... There were four of us boys that played his younger self.
Yes.
And he was really into making a really good connection with us and with all of the other actors on stage and kind of collaborating with the lighting, with the costumes, with the choreography, with the direction to kind of make it as good as it could be. So I think that kind of instilled the work ethic watching him in rehearsal for me.
You mentioned his work ethic. Do you think learning your craft in Tasmania, obviously your initial training was here, did that set you up well enough to get these mainland gigs? Did it give you the springboard you needed?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot that could be done in Tasmania to kind of help foster young theatre and music theatre. When I think I've done a little bit more up here, I'd love to come back down and start helping inspire kind of the new generation of performers. We work really hard as Tasmanians. We work really hard. We are, like, usually quite humble.
I think we have to be, don't we?
We do. So the amount of times people are like, where's your extra head, Josh? And I was like, oh, there we go. Classic Melbourneian.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Love your work.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you're now working with what is arguably one of the, well, if not the biggest name in 20th century musical theatre, Julie Andrews, in Australia, directing My Fair Lady, the show that put her on the international map. It's one of the absolute biggest shows in the 20th century, and here it is being restaged in all its original glory. How surreal is that, to be working with, you know, Maria from Sound of Music? And
it's mental. And, like, they sprung it at me at the callback. I had no idea that she was going to be here. And at the callback, I walked in to do my final song, and Julie Andrews was sitting on the panel watching me bright-eyed, like, clearly very excited to see all of us Australians sing. And then first day of rehearsals when she walked in, the energy that we all felt from her was amazing. And we had our first read-through, and she has, like, a wicked sense of humour as well. I think people think that she would just kind of be very, like, light and fluffy and lovely, but she is so funny. And she will crack a joke, like, halfway through a scene, she'd stop the scene, remember a hilarious story about when she was doing the scene or, you know, her husband or something. It was hilarious. She was such a great person to work with and learn off.
So how have you gone, now you're in the show, mastering that funny accent that you heard when you were 3 years old?
We had a dialect coach. That being said, I also grew up watching a lot of Oliver, and it's a very similar kind of Cockney accent to that. So I was with my one line that I do end up having in the show, I don't have too many problems with the accent.
Oh, can we hear the one line?
I say, taxi, miss. That is all they've given me. But I every single show, I act like it's the biggest, most important line I would ever say.
Well, why not? Why not indeed? So you've got a couple of weeks left in Melbourne, and then where is it? It's back to Sydney again, isn't it?
Yeah, we're at Sydney at the Capitol Theatre from August until October.
And where does Josh go after that?
I can actually say it's been announced. I'm jumping into the cast of Mamma Mia, which is doing a new Australian tour this year and next year.
Yeah, you're going from strength to strength, young man.
I just wanted to do something completely different. I thought, what is more different than 1912 London? And I was like, the Greek islands, modern day. Let me do that.
Yes, and I finally can have a spray tan.
Yeah, and a haircut that actually suits me.
I love it. Well, look, we've got a couple of weeks in which to see you still in Melbourne, because My Fair Lady is currently playing at Melbourne's Regent Theatre until July 29. Tickets are available online, myfairladymusical.com.au. Josh, we're going to have to get you back in Tassie. We'll have to get you in the north of the state as well at some stage and get you sharing some of those things you've learnt from the big shows. But all the best to you for the remainder of the run.
You too. Thank you, Belinda.
Tassie's own Josh Gates with us this morning on ABC Northern Tasmania, and My Fair Lady playing through until the 29th of July.